Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. They're back out after lunch on day three of the second test between England and India at Trent Bridge in Nottingham. England's batsmen have rallied after losing an early wicket in the day's opening session. The details from the BBC's John Bennett.
Yes, England have the momentum here. They're 144 for two. That's a lead of 77 runs. Ian Bell looking really impressive. He's on 89. Kevin Peterson is on 24. A partnership of 87 now, despite losing their captain Andrew Strauss for 16. Early in the day, the first session was very productive for England. 106 runs added for the loss of just one wicket. Ian Bell batting beautifully. Promoted to number three in the order because of Jonathan Trott's shoulder injury. India haven't looked like in the order because of Jonathan Trott's shoulder injury. India haven't looked like getting him out. He reached his 50 in 73 balls. He's now closing in on a century. So England building a lead here, and you get the feeling that anything around 250 would be very challenging to chase on a deteriorating pitch here at Trent Bridge. England 144 for two. That's a lead of 77.
Thanks very much, John. Ryan Lochte rounded off his campaign at the World Swimming Championships with a fifth gold medal. The American won the 400 metres individual medley title to equal Michael Phelps' gold medal haul from 2009. And at the news conference after the race, Lochte tried to play down suggestions that he's on the verge of taking over from Phelps as the world's biggest swimming star.
Honestly, I don't really think I'm the top dog. I think that's just something that I kind of trigger into my brain. No matter what the outcome of the end of the year championship meet, right afterwards, I knock myself down back to the bottom of the totem pole. So I have a whole year to work hard, train hard, to get back up there to the top. So as far as I'm concerned right now, I'm at the bottom of the swimming.
China's Su Yang broke Grant Hackett's long-standing men's 1500 meters freestyle world record en route to claiming the gold medal in the event. Now, football fans around the world are digesting the qualifying draw for the next World Cup in Brazil in 2014. Perhaps the most interesting group contains the world champion Spain and the 1998 winners France, along with Belarus, Georgia and Finland. The France coach, Laurent Blanc, bemoaned the fact that his side were among the second seeds, but says a lot can happen in the next 3 years.
It can be very rewarding to play against a team like Spain. As for the other teams, with all the respect they have for them, we'll take our chances against them. But 2014 is still a long way away, and things can change between now and then. And I hope that France will get better in that time, because at the moment Spain is the best team in the world.
Now to the Hungarian Formula One Grand Prix. McLaren's Lewis Hamilton leads his teammate Jenson Button after 36 laps. Red Bull's defending world champion Sebastian Vettel is currently in third place. And don't forget to join Lee James for Sports World. That's from 15 hours GMT.